Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called The Giant Hug. This story was written by Sandra Horning and it's illustrated by Valerie Gorbachev. And it is read today by Mommy and... a cat. What kind of cat are you? Yeah? An angry cat?
Yeah.
A happy cat?
Yeah.
A cute cat?
Yeah.
Are you Beans?
Yeah.
Nice. All right, Beans, have I got a story for you? Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. What do you want to send to Granny for her birthday? Owen's mother asked.
A giant hug,
Owen replied, and he opened his arms as wide as he possibly could to show how giant the hug would be. Do you want to draw a picture of you hugging Granny? His mother asked.
No,
Owen said.
I want to send a real hug. I'll give the mailman a hug and ask him to send it to Granny.
They gathered their letters and walked to the post office in town. Soon they got to the front of the line and Mr. Nevin called out, "Next!"
I want to mail a hug to my granny. Will you please send it?
Owen asked in his most polite voice.
Well, we don't normally send hugs, but I suppose we could give it a try,
Mr. Nevin said. Owen's mother wrote down Granny's address for Mr. Nevin. Owen walked behind the counter, opened his arms as wide as he possibly could, and gave Mr. Nevin a giant hug.
Please make the hug just as giant when you pass it to the mailman,
Owen said.
I won't see the mailman who delivers it to your granny. I give the mail to Mrs. Porter, who sorts it and puts it in the truck to the big city, and after that it's on a plane and flown across the country,
Mr. Nevin said.
Well, you'll have to hug Mrs. Porter then,
Owen said as Mr. Nevin carried the mail to Mrs. Porter. Mr. Nevin looked down awkwardly at Ms. Porter as he handed her the mail and the address of Owen's granny. He blushed and mumbled,
here's the hug.
Mr. Nevin opened his arms as wide as he possibly could and gave Ms. Porter a giant hug. Miss Porter smiled as she sorted the mail. Just then, the driver came to collect the mail bound for the big city. As the driver lifted the last heavy bag of mail, Miss Porter said,
Leroy, one more thing. Someone is sending a hug to his granny. Here is the address, and here is the hug.
Miss Porter opened her arms as wide as she possibly could and gave Leroy a giant hug. Leroy laughed and said,
now that's a piece of mail you don't see too often.
Leroy whistled on the way to the big city. After unloading the mail, he checked the schedule to see who was driving the mail to the airport. It read, James. Leroy found James in the break room eating his morning snack.
Hi, James. I know this seems a little odd, but a hug is being sent through the mail to someone's granny. This is her address, Leroy said.
Leroy opened his arms as wide as he possibly could and gave James a giant hug. James cringed. He was not the hugging type. But he would do his job. He's not the hugging type. Why not? Because in the picture, he's a porcupine. he's a porcupine and he doesn't like to have people hug him. Oh, maybe. Later that afternoon, James arrived at the airport. He asked a mail handler when the mail was being loaded onto the plane.
The mail was taken to the plane a few minutes ago,
the mail handler said. James rushed to the plane where Captain Johnson was getting ready to board.
Captain, a kid is sending a hug through the mail to his granny. Here's the address and here is the hug,
James said with a grimace. James opened his arms as wide as he possibly could and gave Captain Johnson a giant hug.
Now, isn't that a grand way to start the day?
Captain Johnson bellowed. When the plane landed, Captain Johnson walked to the airport post office. He saw Amanda standing next to a mail truck, looking sad.
Hello, are you driving the truck to the city?
Captain Johnson asked. Amanda nodded glumly.
A hug is being sent through the mail,
Captain Johnson announced. Captain Johnson opened his arms as wide as he possibly could and gave Amanda a giant hug. Amanda brightened and said,
thank you.
She bobbed her head to the music as she drove. After unloading the mail, Amanda went to find Chad, the driver taking the mail to Granny's town.
Chad, a hug is being sent through the mail. Here's the address and, well, here's the hug,
Amanda said as her face turned red. Amanda opened her arms as wide as she possibly could and gave Chad a giant hug. Chad chuckled and said,
finally! Do you want to go dancing tonight?
I'd love to,
Amanda exclaimed. Chad kicked up his heels, hopped in his truck, and early the next morning, Chad drove to Granny's town. As he prepared to return to the city, he remembered the hug.
Who will be delivering the mail to Pennside today?
Chad asked the supervisor.
Shelly, but she's not here yet,
Ms. Greenberg replied as she adjusted her glasses.
Please pass this along to her, Chad said.
Chad opened his arms as wide as he possibly could and gave Ms. Greenberg a giant hug. Ms. Greenberg gasped with delight and her glasses tilted to the side.
Shelly, I need a word with you,
Mrs. Greenberg called when Shelly arrived.
A hug is being sent through the mail to a boy's granny, and you are the mailwoman delivering it,
Mrs. Greenberg said. Mrs. Greenberg opened her arms as wide as she possibly could and gave Shelly a giant hug.
Granny will be delighted,
Shelly exclaimed. Shelly stopped to smell the flowers as she delivered mail from door to door. She saw Granny gardening in the yard.
Mrs. Lewis, I have a special delivery for you,
Shelly said.
Your grandson has sent you a hug.
Shelly opened her arms as wide as she possibly could and gave Granny a giant hug. Granny grinned and said,
that's the most wonderful piece of mail I have ever received. You send that grandson of mine a big kiss.
Granny puckered up her lips and gave Shelly a big wet kiss on the cheek. And I want to know, how fun is it going to be to get that kiss back? And sure enough, it works, though. At the very last picture, we can see Owen with a big old kiss on his cheek. So clearly it worked. somebody did do that job and they got that kiss through. And I have to say, friends, I really enjoyed reading this book. I hope you did too.
And it is also,
say it with me,
the end.
The,
meow, meow.
The end.
Meow, meow.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.